You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We've been talking Kirk Cousins. You'll hear from Kirk. He was on the show at 11, pushed the replay back to 118, about 15 minutes from right now, here on Grant and Danny, 1067 The Fan. We are taking your calls at 800-636-1067. We're a quarter way through the season assessing Cousins' performance. He's got his highest quarterback rating. He's on pace for 28 touchdowns, 4 picks. And the Redskins very easily could be 3-1 as we're sitting here with wins over the Raiders, the Chiefs, and the Rams. The teams that they've played are a combined 12-2 in games not against the Redskins to this point. Let's go to Marvin in La Plata. How do you feel Cousins has performed so far in a contract year?
Oh, I feel he's performed awesomely. My thing is, Kirk is money. He's got the arm. He's got mobility. What else will we consider at this time anyway?
Well, you're asking a good question.
It's
asked that
rhetorical.
For a little while.
It's either a high teens draft pick, probably, like they just had this year. Good luck getting somebody at 17 that's going to change your franchise. That's Deshaun Kaiser, basically. Okay.
Would a guy like maybe, it doesn't even matter now, he's wasting breath, but like Josh Allen fall to that pick, maybe?
Who knows? I mean, obviously, so early to say, but your choices are mortgage the future in multiple picks in multiple years to move up a spot the way stupid Chicago did to get Mitch Trubisky, which is dumb. The way the Redskins did a few years ago to get Robert Griffin. That's dumb. Don't do that again. I understand why you did it the first time. I was in favor of it. I probably would do the same thing again, to be honest with you. But don't do that again. That's to get into the top five to get one of those franchise guys. What is the alternative? Please acknowledge what you have. It's good enough.
Tony, Southern Maryland, you're on the fan. How do you feel about Cousins quarter way through the season?
I feel really good. I felt really good about him last year, to be honest with you, fellas. All you have to do is sit down and watch any given Sunday, and you can go through the list of teams whose quarterback that we do not want any part of.
Well, that's the amazing thing to me, Tony. Thanks for the call, pal. That's actually, I'm glad he mentioned that. That's a smart call. I always wonder if people watch the rest of the league that are Redskins fans.
I feel like they claim to, but don't. I mean, if you did, you'd know.
The quarterback plays terrible.
Like when a guy, when we hear somebody say this, and I'm sorry to cut you off, when somebody says, yeah, that was all Chris Thompson, or that was all Vernon Davis yards after the catch, have you seen the league? The team they just played last night has more yards after the catch than the next team by more than 100 yards.
Yeah.
That is an offense I would kill for. They are excellent on offense. Their design is to get fast guys the football in space. Yes!
You know what I really like is Cousins using his feet on that big drive, end of the game last night, and he's done it throughout the season. He ran for 30 yards once in the first 46 games of his career. He's rushed for 30 yards twice in 4 games this season. David Alexandria, what's up?
Hey, first of all, I'm a new listener, and you guys are mopping the floor with your competition over there on the AM dial. So really enjoy it. Keep it rolling.
Thank you. That's very kind of you.
Cousins, obviously, I just want to play what if.
Yep.
What if we had drafted him where we did in the fourth round and we kept all those other picks instead of doing the Griffin thing? What if we surrounded Cousins with talent from all those ones and twos that we gave away?
Oh, man.
Could you imagine
how
big we'd be right now?
Yes, I can imagine.
Oh, that's a fun game. I thought he was just going to say, what if he was a top draft pick? Would he have been signed? And the answer is, yeah, you knew that one before you asked it. You know what I thought about last night is Garcon is gone. Jackson is gone. Cousins, and I don't think he'll play at this level all year. I can guarantee he's not going to have a 107 rating. I can guarantee he's not going to have a 7-1 touchdown interception ratio. I can guarantee those things. He'll have a game coming where he throws one touchdown and two picks or no touchdowns and two picks. Things will even out a little bit. To this point, he's exceeded even my expectations. And you know how high I think of the guy. In the sense that without those two wide receivers, Terrell Pryor dropping half the balls thrown to him, Doxson has 6 targets through 4 games, Jordan Reed has been hurt as much as he's been healthy, Jamison Crowder has had his worst 4 games as a Redskin. And Cousins is putting up huge numbers, and they should be 3-1. People have said this guy's dependent on the players around him constantly. Here are the players around him. 30-whatever-year-old Vernon Davis is their best player on offense last night. Chris Thompson got shut down. Thompson, who's a 5th-round pick for a couple games, has in the short passing game has been dynamic. So, okay, now it's not Jackson and Garcon making him look good, but now it's Vernon Davis and Chris Thompson. At what point do you just give Kirk Cousins a little credit and say, Well, when Reed's out, they still perform well last two seasons. When Crowder's been out or not himself last night, he still plays at a high level. He throws a 44-yard touchdown to one guy and a 69-yard throw to another and leads him down the field, throwing to another guy in the end zone. Chris is in D.C. What's up, Chris?
What's up, fellas? As I said, I think it's expected. I mean, we're 2-2. I think he's doing what he's doing. I don't want to pay a guy. I don't want to be the Indianapolis Colts. I mean, the Colts found the right guy, drafted the right guy, and paid the right guy, and they're 0-4. He's hurt. I don't want to be like a
San Diego Chargers. So you'll never pay a guy because he might get hurt?
Do you ever pay anybody?
No. Time out. I mean, I'm going to slow down. I mean, we could be like the San Diego Chargers, who could have been with 2-2 right now with Phillip Rivers.
Well, you're all mentioning a lot about their records. Phillip Rivers is a really good quarterback that they're lucky to have.
Do you ever pay? Here's the question, though, Chris. Do you ever pay anybody then? Because I understand your philosophy, and some people feel that way, by the way, that you would never, you just simply can't pay big money to a quarterback, and you got to find the next cheap alternative. You got to find the Russell Wilson before you pay him. And Seattle's worse since they paid him, right? So, do you ever pay a quarterback?
I mean, you have to pay. You have to pay the right quarterback at the right time, as I like to say. Like, for instance, like take Chris Thompson. We just signed a deal. I mean, it's great for us. I mean, he's outplayed his contract.
Yes.
And he's a third running back. That's not relatable. Hold on.
Tyrod Taylor's not a great quarterback at all, but you can win games in the NFL with him.
Yeah.
You're not going to
play. Not as many as you can win with Kirk Cousins, who you give no credit to. Here's my next question. You're a Diddy win the game guy. You're a Diddy come through in the clutch guy. Here's my thing with you is, when you look back 2 months from now and you tell us about their win-loss record and you say Cousins can't win in the clutch and all these things, will you remember that he played really well late last night, or will you just chalk that up as an L and he didn't do enough?
I will always give credit where credit is due. I'd never take away from anyone's credit. But like I said, we were on pace to score 369 points as a team. I mean, that's not a good point total. I mean, we're not putting the ball in the end zone. I mean, lead us to 400 points, 400-plus points as a team. But
okay, they were top 10 in the league in scoring last year. But hold on, I'm going to go back to my question because you didn't answer me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
My question was, if, in fact, a month from now you call in, and you will, after a Kirk Cousins poor performance, and you tell us, you know, whatever you tell us, and you say, this guy can't come through, he can't win games, he's not clutch, and I reference Kansas City, you'll say, did he win the game, though? Or will you say, yeah, he played great in that game, you're right?
I said he played great. I mean, I gave him points for the new every time he's been player of the week. I've given him credit. But what you won't do, you and Andy won't not be fair when he played five triple games down the stretch, and you guys will say, didn't Drew Brees have a bad game or didn't Peyton Manning?
Well,
you will always make it.
Just like we said, it's not an excuse when you say he had a bad game. It's correct when you say that Drew Brees did that. That's a fact.
Okay. I will agree with you. But like I said before, let's call it Grant. We all know that you have Kirk on a nipple. Ask Donovan McNabb, was it fair to him? Ask Eli Manning, was it fair to him? Ask Tony Romo, was it fair? These guys put up great numbers, but what the bottom line is this. The NFC East, the fan base is here. We want winners.
To help you become a smarter football fan, Chris. That's what I'm trying to do. Thank you for the phone call. You have the choice to either be like the pack and just kind of wander around looking for the next thing to say, oh, did he win or not? Or you could say, this guy's actually pretty good as a quarterback. And I know Danny always worries. We talk about this off air. He's like, what if someone just heard for the first time Chris call in? They're going to think we're the meanest guys ever. If you've never heard our show before, just know that Chris is a very important foil to what we
do
here. He is infuriating, and he's been calling us incorrectly about Kirk Cousins for 3 years, but he's going to die on this hill. Obviously, we're a little bit more, we play tougher with our buddy Chris in D.C. than we do with a lot of people. So if you've never heard our show before today, you probably think we're jerks. But just know there's a lot of prologue to this story at this point. Kirk Cousins was on the show earlier today. What should people listen for? What's the thing that you think is most important?
To me, just the reaction and feeling of the team after the game, understanding kind of their place in the universe, and a couple of the decisions that he ended up making, kind of aware of what the outside has said about him. I thought it was an intriguing answer about the throw to Josh Doctson.
I loved what he said about Terrell Pryor and not losing faith in him. Cousins next, Grant and Danny on the Fan. My buddy Jerry Mannix is going to get your house more comfortable than it's ever been before. I had a room in my dad's house that we couldn't sit in, we couldn't watch games in. Too cold in the winter, too hot in the summer. Sunroom, all glass. He fixed that. This has been a several-year issue for the family. A lot of strife, a lot of consternation. It is over, thanks to Jerry Mannix. Nobody's better with Mitsubishi Electric Cooling and Heating Systems. These are the systems that you use to heat and cool one room in your house, basement maybe, that is colder than the rest of the home during the winter. They'll come out. Their group is second to none, especially when it comes to Mitsubishi Electric equipment. They'll get the installation, the service done in that first day. Never an issue again. Call them at 703-777-9211. You'll see their orange trucks driving around town. ManixHVAC.com. They do great work. I'll swear by it. ManixHVAC.com. That's Manix with two N's, one X, HVAC.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.